several growers have called in and reported and asked whether others were seeing a lot of fruit drop, particularly associated with what they believed were HLB-affected trees. In the historical data, there are years of higher drop and years of lower drop, and looking at 7 years of data, six intensely, from late 1990s to early 2000s, four of the 6 years have high drop rates for both Hamlin and Valencia, and two of the years have low drop rates for both of those cultivars, and the other 2 years were inconsistent. Two interesting things about all of that drop data is that the high years or low years are already determined in the data before harvest starts. And then from that point through harvest, almost all the years, the drop rates are parallel in that continued drop through the harvest season is about 2.5 to 3% per month. And it doesn't matter whether it's a high year or a low year. That's the same. But there is something going on that determines the high rates earlier. Looking at the data, there's a suggestion that early bloom and warmer fall temperatures may contribute to the higher drop rate years. This year, the 2012-13 harvest season does not appear to be a high drop rate year on the basis of bloom date or fall temperature, particularly October. However, when we've looked at data for the amount of drop fruit on individual trees in basically three locations, around Haines City, around Lake Wales, and around Wauchula, the high rates of drop are associated with the declining trees. And when you look at the data for healthy trees, they don't appear to be unusual in terms of their drop rate. But the declining trees are from 2 to 4 times the amount of drop fruit as the healthy trees. Now, yesterday, which was the 22nd of January, I looked at grapefruit here in Fort Pierce and saw the same thing, that under the declining trees, there's a lot more fruit drop than the apparent healthy trees. It's quite often that we see HLB symptoms in these declining trees. However, I'm not sure that all the decline is HLB related, and citrus blight and other factors may be involved in making those trees unthrifty and in some stage of decline. So at this point I can't attribute all of it to HLB, but since growers are trying to manage trees nutritionally and there's higher and higher percentages of HLB in many groves now, I think that is a significant contributing factor to the decline. And unfortunately, with the continuation of these practices, I'm concerned that we're going to continue to have high drop rates on these unthrifty trees in future years. For this year, of course, everybody's seen the high drop rates on Hamlins, on early oranges, and I've seen both in the Ridge and here evidence of high drop rate on declining grapefruit. The data that I've collected, which is minimal, we haven't looked at near enough groves to be able to determine just how serious industry-wide, it doesn't look like Valencias are going to have quite as high a drop rates, assuming the rates are going to increase at 2 to 3% per year through the harvest season. But that still remains to be seen to confirm that. And our preliminary data about early bloom and warm falls makes some sense, but again, it's very limited data and hasn't been evaluated sufficiently to know that that in fact is the main factor. The HLB makes sense as a contributing factor because the phloem is plugged, and if you're plugging the phloem to the fruit and somewhat starving the fruit, perhaps this triggers the abscission zone and leads to the high drop rates.
Even if it's not HLB, though, you do have a strong feeling that a tree that is in decline, whether it be blight, HLB, or whatever reason, is going to have more fruit drop.
That's correct. Consistently, you go and look at a declining tree, and you see this. Now, murcots, which are on Clio traditionally, have a high drop rate across both healthy and decline trees that we looked at, so that was a little different response for them, but still a little more fruit drop on the decline trees, and rootstock would suggest you might more likely have blight in those trees than just HLB.
And you mentioned nutritional programs. Are they possibly a cause of the fruit drop, or it's just the fact that the heavier nutritional programs are being used on HLB-affected trees? Which is it? Is the nutrition itself causing a problem potentially?
I don't believe at this point that the nutrition itself is responsible, but because growers are choosing not to remove HLB-infected trees, but rather try to keep them productive, and not every tree do they succeed, I think this is leading to a higher percentage of trees with some level of decline, and we should therefore expect to have more trees in blocks that are likely to show some decline and heavier fruit drop.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.